Hello, and welcome to God's Word Podcast.
I'm Grant.
And I'm Evelyn.
Here's how this podcast works.
We'll read a Bible story to you.
Pay attention, because we will have trivia afterward.
Feel free to follow along in your own Bible. This week, our story is based on Genesis 1 through 2.
This story starts, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
Can you imagine there being nothing except God?
Wow, that's just crazy.
No light, no animals, no earth, not even any people. Nothing except God. So God decided to make light, for starters.
God called the light day and the darkness night.
On day two, God created the sky and the water, on earth, of course. He made the heavens and the earth.
Isn't it amazing that God could do all that in just 2 days?
Just wait, it gets even more amazing. The third day, God made land and split it apart from the sea.
He called the ground land and the water sea.
He also made trees and plants and fruits and grass and everything that grows. The fourth day, God made the sun and the moon.
How big is God if he can make the sun? The sun is huge.
God is just amazing. He can be bigger than the sun, the galaxy, even the universe, and yet he can still fit inside our hearts.
The fifth day, God made sea animals and the birds.
No, just the fish and birds? No dogs or cats or anything?
Not yet.
On day six, God made the animals that lived on land. Everything from the smallest mouse to the biggest elephant.
That same day, God made people. He loves us more than anything.
I guess he was saving best for last. He made two people, Adam and Eve. He gave them the Garden of Eden, but we'll talk about that next time. On the seventh day, God rested.
I thought God doesn't need to rest.
He doesn't, but he wanted to show us that we need to spend one day a week focusing on God. Thanks for listening. Now it's trivia time.
Question one. What was there before God started making things?
Nothing. Just God. Question two. On the second day, did God make A, the animals, B, the sun and moon, C, the sky and water, or D, people?
C, the sky and water.
Question three. True or false? God made the sea animals and land animals on the same day.
False. He made the sea animals and birds on the same day, but not the land animals.
And finally, question four. Why did God rest on the seventh day? Was it A, he was tired, B, he wanted to set an example for us, or C, he likes naps?
B, he wanted to set an example for us.
Thanks for joining us in this week's episode of God's Word. Next week, we'll learn about what happens when you disobey God and the first sin.